Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nick Kostos is the host of You Better You Bet, and he is the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Calls brought to you by Bet Rivers. You can check out the latest lines at BetRivers.net, and those latest lines are kind of fluctuating and moving as money comes in here and there on the divisional round. And Nick joins us, Nick, as he does every week on the WaitFor.com hotline. Hey, Nick.
What's going on, guys? Happy Football Friday. Great to be on with you.
Happy Football Friday. Let's get right into it. The Titans are favored by 3.5 over the Bengals, and the total is set at 47. Is that good? Is that good?
I actually think it is. It probably is. I think the total actually is more of an attack point for me right now than the side. And I can talk about the side in a second here. I like the over in the game a little bit. You know, Larry Ogunjobi being out of the middle of that defensive line. I mean, Hugh, you know this, right? Such a great run stuffer in the middle of that defensive line. You play defensive line, obviously, in the NFL. Like, that's really important, obviously, going up against a rushing attack like we're going to see with Derrick Henry. Going to be back for the Tennessee Titans tomorrow with the Titans offensive line. And what we see with Tennessee's run game and what it does for that offense, obviously, is open everything up for Ryan Tannehill in play action, where he is absolutely sensational, and the Bengals just get crushed by the play action passing game. A.J. Brown is there, Julio Jones is healthy, and Julio looked good in week 18, so I think the Titans are going to be able to score. And on the flip side, if you're going to get Joe Burrow in comeback mode with that fleet of wide receivers with Chase Boyd and Higgins, I certainly think Cincinnati can score as well, so I like the over. I don't love it, but I like it. As far as the side of the game goes, I bet Tennessee in the open at 2.5. I felt like that line was ridiculous. I feel like the number's probably pretty close to right here. I think if people want to bet the game and you like Tennessee, maybe you could put Tennessee in a money line parlay with like your other like the choice this weekend. And I think it's actually like pretty tough here. I do think Tennessee is very likely to win the game. I don't love the current price of -3.5. If I had to bet it, I would still bet Tennessee, but I have a better number than that. So there you have it.
Yeah, I'm not even going to money line it. I'd lay the points and box parlay the Titans. I love them in this game.
Yeah, I would not bet Cincinnati, John, to your point. I think it's Tennessee or nothing here. I do think that, like, I don't think the number's wrong, but that doesn't mean that you're wrong or I'm wrong. I think, like, the number's fair, but I still think that I would only bet Tennessee in the game. I'm with you here.
Green Bay and the Packers, matter of fact, ESPN just had a big headline. Packers are on upset alert. And I don't know what to make of this game, only because it has nothing to do with the Packers. I don't really know what I'm sure that I'm 100% certain I'm getting out of San Francisco, especially when you throw out a stat, and I know it's just a stat, that Jimmy Garoppolo has never started and played in a football game at under 40 degrees. 40 degrees, and it's going to be zero tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think he'll probably just be turning around and handing the ball off a lot would be my guess, which is San Francisco's normal game plan whenever they play the Green Bay Packers. So I do have a bet in this game. I made it yesterday. I bet San Francisco +6, and kind of like my whole thought process around this game was centered around, and I said this on Monday on You Better You Bet, and this was before we even knew about Jimmy Garoppolo's shoulder injury, was that if everyone was going to play in the game, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, Elijah Mitchell, all the guys that were banged up, if they were all going to play, then I was going to bet the Niners at +6. Well, the Jimmy Garoppolo shoulder thing got added, like started to get talked about on Monday night and into Tuesday. Garoppolo, full participant at practice throughout the week. Like, he is going to start and play in the game. Fred Warner is full participant at practice. So is Elijah Mitchell. Nick Bosa was a full participant at practice yesterday. He's huge, obviously, their best pass rusher. Now, he is still in concussion protocol. He has not cleared it yet, but Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan saying yesterday on Thursday that it's his expectation that Bosa is going to be good to go in the game. That hasn't happened yet, so something to watch out for. But again, the expectation is that Nick Bosa is going to play. And you know, guys, while earlier in the week we were a little concerned about San Francisco's injury report, now it looks like Green Bay's injury report could be a little problematic. You know, David Bakhtiari, their all-pro star left tackle, came back after missing the entire season in week 18 against the Lions, played like a couple quarters and then had to leave, got swelling in his knee the next day. You know, Matt LaFleur saying yesterday, Bakhtiari's questionable for this game. That's a big deal going up against this Niners defensive line. We'll see about Marquez Valdes-Scantling. So I actually feel like the injury report here favors the San Francisco 49ers, which I did not think would be the case with the Packers coming off their bye. So 6 for me is a bye point on San Francisco. I think the question is just, guys, and for people that have not yet bet the game, it's my sense that if and when we get a official confirmation that Bosa's in and that maybe Bakhtiari's out, the Niners are going to continue to take money here. It's just like, where does it stop? So, I mean, people, if you're interested in the Packers, I would say wait here if you like Green Bay. You may be able to get a better number with the Packers as we approach kickoff here. So, again, I'm on the Niners plus 6 at 5.5, no play on the current number.
Buccaneers favored by 3 over the Rams. You like that?
This is a really tough one. I bet Tampa. I bet Tampa minus 2.5. I think the game should be like 4.5. But I understand why it's not. So for people that don't know, the reason why I think the Rams are receiving a lot of interest, in addition to the fact that the Rams beat them by 10 when they played in week 3, two members of Tampa's offensive line, which is maybe the best offensive line in football, certainly one of the best, could be out for Sundays. Their center, Ryan Jensen, and arguably the best right tackle in football, Tristan Wirfs. You watched the game last Sunday against the Eagles. You saw both of them leave the game. Wirfs tried to come back in and play and like could barely walk. It was an insane, like only the second most insane move by Bruce Arians. One of them was hitting one of his players and getting fined $50,000. But that was crazy by the Bucs. So Arian saying on Tuesday that Jensen and Wirfs are not going to practice until at least today. So they haven't practiced this week. That's not unexpected. Arian said it. So we should get some more clarity today and maybe even tomorrow on the status of those two offensive linemen. We also don't yet know about Leonard Fournette. You know, Fournette was not activated off IR last week. The Bucs have until tomorrow, Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, to activate Leonard Fournette. So there is some uncertainty right now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on their offense. But for the Rams, we kind of got the same thing as well, where left tackle Andrew Whitworth left the game last Monday against the Cardinals. He didn't practice yesterday. He's got some swelling going on as well in his ankle. He's their left tackle. If he doesn't play, like, this could be problematic for Matthew Stafford with Shaq Barrett here. So I do think that there is still some injury information, guys, to be sorted out. I like Tampa in the game, so I'm going to end up betting on Tampa no matter what. I would say this for people that like the Rams. If you like the Rams, and it's more than okay, too. I'm not, like, pounding the table for the Buccaneers here, although I do like Tampa. I think you can tease the Rams, and I think it's an excellent teaser leg, up through 3-7, meaning that if the Bucs win by 3 or 7, the two most common numbers that NFL games land on, you still win that leg of the teaser with the Rams, and maybe we could talk about the other leg of that teaser coming up in the last game of the weekend.
Yeah, Nick Costos is Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. When it comes to Chiefs and Bills, you and I disagreed on who's going to win this game. Where do you fall? Be our tiebreaker here.
Well, I do think the game will be close. So what I alluded to was I think teasing the Bills up is a bet that makes some sense. Obviously, you run into potential of the Chiefs blowing them out, which is possible. I also think the Bills could blow the Chiefs out here. So I don't think it's like a stone-cold lock of a bet here. But I think Rams and Bills seems like a pretty good teaser at the current numbers. Like, both mathematically sound up through 3-7. But as far as the handicap of this game goes, and John, curious who you like in the game, I really think it's a coin flip. Like, they played in the AFC Championship game last year at Arrowhead. The number was Chiefs minus 3. And it was like a juice 3, like close to 2.5. Plus 3 was juiced to Buffalo. They played earlier this year on Sunday Night Football at Arrowhead. Chiefs were a 2.5-point favorite. Like, this was always going to be the point spread. Chiefs favored, but by less than 3 points. As the week has gone on, I actually, and like, I have not bet this game yet. I think I may end up betting Kansas City, laying the small price here. And the reason being, you know, Tre'Davious White, Buffalo's star cornerback, was lost for the season with a torn ACL. Since Tre'Davious White went out, we have not really seen Buffalo's secondary be tested by an electric passing attack like they're going to face here with Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, while Tyreek Hill may not have been at full health last week in the win over Pittsburgh, Kelsey looked great. The other ancillary receivers are getting involved, whether it's Mecole Hardman or Byron Pringle, DeMarcus Robinson. You know, Jerick McKinnon looks electric coming out of the backfield right now, finally fulfilling that promise that he showed many years ago when he's bouncing around the league. I think he's Kansas City's best running back here, so I'm not making like a strong case for the Chiefs. I know it sucks to say this because it's the best game of the weekend. I really feel like we're flipping coins here. Now, my coin could be right, my flip, your coin, John, the listener, your coin flip could be right. I feel like the side and total are exactly right. I'm super super excited to watch the game. I'll definitely have some prop bets. I can't say that I'll personally be extremely invested in the outcome.
Dick Costos, prop bets, you mentioned them. BetQL.com is running a contest at free to enter that you can win up to $2,000 with 10 prop bets. You just pick the prop bets, and if you are the person that gets the most, you win $2,000. We have two that aren't part of the BetQL that Abe asked earlier, and I'm just going to throw these two at you real quick here, okay? Ready? These are not part of the BetQL, but this was just what we had to answer.
Okay.
Team this week to score the fewest points.
Okay, let's see. I actually have this market open because we're talking about this today on You Better You Bet. Team that's – I guess San Francisco is obviously is like the favorite because they have – that's the game with the lowest total and they're the underdog in the game. I will say I'll say that I think that game's got the opportunity to be kind of low scoring. The Niners, I'll say.
What did you say, Hugh? Do you remember?
I think – did I say the Niners 8? Yeah, I did.
I took the Bengals against Tennessee. And the quarterback with the most passing yards.
Here, and you can actually tell you what the odds here if you guys would like, because I actually have it right up here. And that's just this weekend, John, or we're talking like the rest of the postseason?
No, just this weekend.
I said the Bills. I thought it was the Niners.
Most passing yards this weekend, I will say I'll say Mahomes.
Do you remember, Hugh, what you said?
I didn't say Mahomes. I think I said Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's Mahomes or Allen, like one of those.
I said Matt Stafford in a losing effort.
And I said the Bills for the least amount.
Least amount of passing yards. I mean,
No. You least amount of points.
Least amount of points. I'm sorry. Yeah, least amount of points.
You should bet the under in the game then. That's a high total of 54. By the way, if people want to bet that at Bet Rivers, John, if you wanted to bet Stafford most passing yards, you could get 10-1 on that this weekend.
Wow. Well, I see. And then, put $10 down, win 100. Or 90. I look at it this way. You asked me about who I liked in the Buffalo-Kansas City game. You and Hugh see eye to eye. I'm a big believer in the playoffs of teams that are red hot and rolling, and I don't think there's any team that's playing as well right now as Buffalo Bills did last week.
With their quarterback being the leading rusher, damn, they're on the squad.
Seven possessions, all touchdowns.
No punts,
no turnovers.
And look, like I said,
Bill Belichick.
You could be right. Like, I'm not looking to make a strong case here for Kansas City. I literally think it's a coin flip. I wouldn't be shocked if the Chiefs won, but wouldn't be shocked if the Bills won.
I think they're all coin flips.
And look, that sucks, right?
If you would be shocked by the Bengals beating the Titans, you're not paying attention.
I would be pretty surprised if the Bengals beat the Titans.
Yeah, well, okay.
But you know what I mean?
My point is it's any given Sunday. I would be surprised, too. I think Tennessee going to win handily.
But, yeah, can you be shocked? Like, no. Like, Burrow could be amazing. And they could win. Tannehill could be terrible. Derrick Henry could be rusty. Right. Yeah, I mean, 100%. I think more often than not, the Titans win. I actually think their money line price is probably not indicative of how likely they are to actually win the game. But, of course, like, Cincinnati can win.
Yeah, this is not a basketball game between, like, Morgan State and Baylor. I mean, it's the NFL.
So, yeah, but Baylor's lost a couple times recently. I might take Morgan State plus the points.
Well, the point.
You talk to a guy that takes chances, he bets.
All right, 8 to 10 tomorrow for your show on 92.9 The Game. Thanks, Nick. Do appreciate it.
You're the man,
John,
Nick.
John and Hugh, enjoy coming on with you guys all season. Really appreciate it. Wishing you guys and all your great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets. Absolute very best of luck. I'll talk to you guys next week for Championship Sunday.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.